The universal flood of Noah's time was the most fearful cataclysm the world has ever known. The biblical account of the flood is even more detailed than that of creation. This worldwide catastrophe has left its mark in the traditions of almost every nation on earth. The many similarities between the popular legends and the biblical account indicate that these distant memories stem from the same cataclysm that destroyed all life on earth in prehistoric times. However, the popular versions all contain many elements that are strange and obviously imaginary. The event described in the Bible is the only one that bears the mark of a trustworthy historical account. In Noah's time, after many years of patience and warnings, God brought upon depraved humanity a universal flood that destroyed every living creature. The New Testament confirms that the extermination of the human race was complete. The world of that time was deluged and destroyed, says the Apostle Peter in his second epistle. God did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people. Jesus spoke of this event as a real historical fact when he prophesied that human mentality and behavior prior to the last judgment would be like the ungodly ways of mankind prior to the flood. In the 600th year of Noah's life, the ark was completed exactly as God had planned. This immense three-storied wooden vessel, whose total volume lay somewhere between 43,000 and 56,000 square meters, was big enough to house specimens of every living creature in need of the ark to survive the flood, as well as the food they needed. More than 1 million living creatures are known in the world, but many of them are sea creatures, or species that can survive in water. As for the very large land animals, it is possible that younger and smaller specimens came to the ark. The Lord spoke to Noah and said, "Go into the ark, you and your whole family, with every kind of animal, a male and its mate. 7 days from now I will send rain on the earth." So 7 pairs of every clean animal and 2 of all the unclean ones came to Noah and entered the ark. A greater number of clean animals were taken so as to provide Noah with the sacrifices he was going to offer after the flood. Noah and his wife, his 3 sons and their wives, entered the ark with the livestock that God had brought to him. After 7 days, the Lord himself shut the door of the ark, and the floodwaters came upon the earth. "All the springs of the great deep burst forth," says the Bible, "and the floodgates of the heavens were opened, and rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Scripture mentions here 2 main sources of water, the springs of the great deep and the floodgates of the heavens. The great deep refers to the depths of the sea. The ocean beds rose as a result of underwater volcanic eruptions and earthquakes, causing tidal waves of unprecedented violence, while great masses of subterranean water burst forth as they were brought forth to the surface by the upheavals of nature. At the same time, torrents of rain fell for almost 6 weeks. In today's atmosphere, the moisture in suspension above the earth would hardly be sufficient to cover the planet with a thin layer of water less than 5 centimeters deep. The torrential rain that drowned the earth at that time must therefore have come from a much greater source. A possible clue as to where that water came from is perhaps to be found in the biblical account of the second day of creation. "On that day," says the Bible, "God separated the water under the firmament from the water above it." The expression "the water above the firmament" seems to indicate that there was at first an atmospheric layer, implying more than just the clouds we have today. Some scientists speak of the existence in times past of a hydrosphere, a sort of protective screen composed of water vapor, which would have prevented harmful rays from reaching the planet and would have maintained a uniform climate on the surface of the earth. This would, in some measure, explain, along with other factors, the long life expectancy of humanity at that time, and the climatic conditions that were so different from those prevailing today. But the Bible states that after creation, the ground was not watered by rain, but by a mist coming up from the earth. The existence of a transparent layer of water vapor in the outer atmosphere would have had a protective effect on the earth, preventing rain, storms, and extremes of temperature. If this was the case, its collapse would have produced the torrential rain of the flood. However, it must be remembered that Almighty God does not need external means to accomplish his divine purposes. If he so chooses, he can do without the help of nature, as he did at creation. Next episode, Leaving the Ark.